Evolve, Sefek.
Evolve. Sheesh.
How many Michael Mishtatim?
Which Sefer? Which
Shin Pei Vov Sefek.
Hey.
Page 510. Okay, so we're talking about Shitufei Mavuos. So we said different than Ruvah Chateris that you have to use pas. You can use any food. So now we're going to make some exceptions. We can use any type of food. You have the berries which already have started to harden, and now the main usage will be more for planting than for eating. And you have spices, which you don't eat spices if they're dried out already. If they're still fresh, sometimes you might end up eating them, but once they're dry, you grind them up and use them as a spice. They're not a food anymore. And pul and yevashim are edible once you cook them. The pul is a type of a bean, so once it's dried out, you don't eat it fresh. So while it's raw, it's not considered edible. Not the leaves of onions, which have not grown up to a certain size. So at that point in time, they're very hard to eat. So all these things are exceptions. Well, it'll be kamei and apitrius. And then we say there's a law that you can't use kamei and apitrius. You can't use types of mushrooms and fungi. Below the kafniyos, where dates which don't ripen. Below badashim.
A date that doesn't ripen, what's the point? You're saying this is a spice?
No, these are with foods that you can't use for the purpose of shetufei mevuos.
And I forget, what's a shetufei mevuos again? I apologize.
You're joining the people of the Mavi together in one unit, so everybody contributes food together. So these are not considered valid food. Okay, so you can't use any of these items in a state where they're raw and therefore they're not edible. Or even the case of the yarek, which is boshel b'le boshel, it's only partially cooked, so it's not healthy to eat in that stage. And not water and not salt. Now, levada means, we're going to see, when you make brine, you could use it, because people will use brine as a dip. You'll mix salt and water together and use it as a dip. But either one by themselves is not acceptable. If you mix together salt and water, you make a salt water, which can be used as a dip. That's considered something which a person would use in the meal. And therefore, you can use that for shituf. And some that take the same argument that you could use tavlin. So we're saying the things which are not edible themselves, but are used as a secondary ingredient in the meal, the things that you use for a dip. So then spices are also used as a secondary ingredient in the meal. That's the yesham. Now the problem is there's Gemara, we seem to say not like that. And then we'll see. Okay. Yurkes, Shushal Zera, Ritzalimar, Hukshal Klochim, Ka'etz. That the Ugandan is referring to the Kalach is. What's the word I'm looking for? Like the stalk, which they've already hardened, and therefore at that point in time, they already started producing seeds. In the next stage, they produce seeds, and now they're not really hard to eat. Okay, but tavlin the lab and echilonino that you don't eat tavlin is the food. Pulim yevashim, these dried beans. You can't eat them raw. It has to be something which is roy to eat as is, not that you have to process it. They're hard to eat when they're very small. They're hard to eat, these leaves. So the leaves of the onion we can't use unless they're a certain size, but the onion itself you could use. Now we'll see the shear in the next sif, and sif vav. So shel godlu shaboy shehein kolkach katani mazik ladam eris shebehen. When the leaves are very small, so they have a sharpness to them, which is not healthy for the person. Once they grow the size of a zeris is the size of your pinky. So they're considered like b'solim. Again, I'm sort of running through that. We'll see more about that in the next sip.
I guess maybe we'll see it later, but the onions are the same onions that we would have today? Assuming.
Yeah.
And those were considered, I mean, today people wouldn't really eat them, I guess, on their own. Maybe mix in a salad, I guess. I don't know.
You don't need to be able to eat them.
Why wouldn't you?
You don't really use salt water either by itself. Mm-hmm. But it's used as a food together with other things. That's acceptable.
Right.
Well, the Kamei Pitrius, I feel like we're showing now, you can't use Kamei Pitrius or mushrooms, you can't use them even if they're cooked. Now, why not? What's wrong with that? People don't eat them as a meal or as a accompaniment to the main meal. And a boy Malabakrai, ever to the Ma'arvin, the command Pitrius, Mivushalim. He says that we can use them. Zimor and Brachos, which is before, that they used to actually use it as part of a meal. Is this the type of dates that don't fully ripen. You can't use lentils, kernels of wheat, of barley when they're still raw. Because you don't eat them. Applies to rice, millet, other types of beans, which are not edible raw. You can't use them when they're raw. Because the rashba, the kloyus, ma'arvin behen. So in the case of the chitim and the sarim, if you roast them, so the roasting makes them edible, so then you can use them for the shituv. Yerek, which is shubashal v'lebashal, it's only partially cooked, kosher him l'chilo, they're not good to eat. Bashal gamri, if they're fully cooked, l'chal gamri, or they're fully raw, ma'arvin behen, so your rock is in general are edible when they're raw. Raw vegetables work if they're normal to eat raw. Because when running the is didan who bechlal has that. So life is turnips. It goes into this rule of it has to be fully cooked. I don't think people eat turnips raw. Maybe they do. I don't know.
But there are people that eat onion raw.
Yeah, but that's not the normal thing. That's not the normal thing. That doesn't help. I'm eating the muzzin, because mayim levadim or melech levadim are not muzzin. If you mix them together, you could. Terel laf is by pas, because you can use it as an accompaniment. Melechurin kachia ben kerel laf is by pas, muzzin shtei sudas. Again, I'm skipping over the shir because we'll see the next step. This sheet, it's only if you add oil. Now, oil itself could also be, on its own, can be the eruv, but there wasn't enough of the oil. So you added the salt and the oil and the water together. So else oil alone, you can't, doesn't help. Else water and salt, it doesn't help. Water, salt, and oil together works. Why is that? You don't need oil. Then there's the Yesharim that you're marvin betavlin. So what's that argument? Since you can use it as a condiment, to flavor the food is considered a valid item to use for Erev. Mishura kechatzi revius, and the shear would be a small amount, kechatzi revius. V'yevshud b'shas etchak yeshiz b'chal yeshar m'mazeh, m'chomokim yesh l'zor m'la'ar b'pilpulin, but you should not use peppers. Kechatzi b'chayotim.
Why shouldn't you use peppers?
I don't get it. I don't either. So, this is the Rambam Shita that you can use Tavlin. The problem with this Rambam is it's a fair share worth that you can't. Severe Alokha. Okay, in Bemis, but Ramah Lodizu called Din Chitim Misarim. The Ramah doesn't mean that then either. But so it makes it better a little bit, but it doesn't really make it better because he's like an Oregon Gemara. Unless you say he learns the Gemara differently. The Rambam learns that Chidim Sarim, since the Vesha, there will be Roy, you could use them, and he learns it more differently. That's what the Cheshman's out. So, but the Maisa, most Rishonim do not learn like that.
Rabbi, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what they have over in Yom Yisrael Shom Emuna that they do like once a year?
No, that's a Rebbe Chetzeris. This is Shetuvim Mevuos.
Do we have Mevuos today?
We don't usually do this. Yeah, because we deal with everything as a chatzar, not as a mavli. Vav, called over Shurigilim Lavis by a pass. Shurai Lavis by a pass and Echo with Jesus. So now, so things which are eaten as as the item itself is eaten, so then the shear is going to be the meal, the amount the person will make a meal out of these things. So that's the shear. We say that the shear for Shei Sudas is 18 kegregris, and that's the shear for no matter how many people, that's the largest amount you have to put into a shituv. So if there's less than 18 people, you get 1 kegregris per person. There's more than 18 people. There's more than 18 people. We say that's enough. That's if it's an item which is eaten as a primary food. Something which is only eaten to be a accompaniment to the bread, it's a secondary food. So the shear is the amount that you would use from that if you're eating bread. So I'm eating. We would have bread. This amount of bread of 18 kegregris. How much mustard would you need? Well, if you hold, you can use mustard as a tavlin. So you measure out your 2 ounces of mustard, and that's the amount you would need for the shetufa mavuos. That's what Mr. Burke keeps saying before. The shear is the amount your malafis was in shesudas. Whatever this would be, it's accompaniment. So if I want to make a shetufa mavuos with salt water, which we said the Kohen Mechaber works, so I need the amount that you would make a dip of salt water of this, you know, this brine. The amount that you make a dip for that purpose, that's the amount which you would be able to, so that it's going to be much less than making it with pass. This is going to be relevant because later on we'll see by the din of Eruvit Chumen, it's the same halacha. The Talmud says you can use malafsim, and the shear of the malafsim is the shear that you use malafsim most in Shesudas. So we need to make, but over there there's no limit. We need to make the Rubik Chumen per person. So over here we put a limit, 18 and not more. If I have 50 people which need to use the Rubik Chumen, I need 50 kegregris. Or I need the amounts of salt water for 50 kegregris. So it's much easier to use salt water. So the marshal, I don't know what's the gaya now, but it used to be in the gaya, that walking from the city to the to Ner Yisrael was a problem of tchum. So they would make a rub of tchum in, so they would take a big 2-gallon jar of pickle juice and put it down. So when the bachram used to go back for some kustar, you could have 200 bachram going. Well, that's a lot of pieces of bread, right? Well, it's just one 2-gallon pickle jar is enough for all of the bachram, because that would be enough to be malafas that amount. So it's irrelevant. It's not so relevant. We don't make shutuf and mavuos nowadays, but it is relevant to understand this, because we're relevant for Rubit Chumen. Okay, but Kol Shem Malafs and Boyas Apas, it's something which is not used as an accompaniment to bread. It's eaten by itself. Then Shira Kadei Lechol Mimenu Shtei Sudas. So then you would need that, the item itself, 2 meals worth of the item. Basachai Lo Havi Liftin. So we don't look at Basachai as a liftin, because you don't eat it with... Roasted meat, people will eat it together with bread. So then the measure would be, if you'd be eating a bread meal, how much meat would you need to accompany the bread?
Does chayim mean raw here?
The beer over here brings... That is talking about the what's the wrong word? Like a jerky, which was salted, so it was never cooked, it was just salted. So Derek wasn't eat that as a, it was to eat it by itself.
So in other words, this is all foods like what we use today was matzah, something that it would last like a long time without cooking or refrigeration or anything.
No, it's not limited to that. We're using your ruckus, as I said before. You do anything. You don't have to do it. You can do 1 week at a time. There's no law. You have to put it down for multiple times. You could if you want. Chaim is have a liftin. So we look at the vinegar as a liftin. Mechen yain mevushal. Awa yain chai loy havi liftin. So we don't look at yain chai. There's yain which was not cooked. Shir shtei revias. So then the shir is two revi'yos. Because it's not coming to be malafis as a pass.
How do you translate malafis to like to join?
To a company, yeah.
To a company, okay.
Okay, Shibur Lamed Aleph. Shir Lalapis. Vesagi Bezet. Lovinashiyev Kuloi Siyudosami Hayimina. So you don't need a full meal's worth. You just need the amount that this item would be used as a malafis. Loi havi lift. And then gilan lafis by sapas. So that's going on what? It's going on basuchai. Okay. Tzor kadei shiachom imenu. Shtei sudas. Ayin bir locha. Sli havi liftin. So roasted meat is a liftin. Afili yesh mekam mishorach lo mosar b'loi pas. Even though there's places we eat it, not as a malapes, it's the other bread, they eat it by itself. But the diet today, so kaladam, chen basim a bushel dinner could sleep. So most people, the mice, eat it as part of a meal together with bread. And therefore, we measure it as a malapes. But if there's people, if that would be called normal, that you eat it and make your own meal out of it, so then you'd have to have, the shear would be much larger. It wouldn't be based on the amount you would accompany bread with, the amount, if you make the meal out of it itself, which is a totally different shear. But the Mishnah Berurah says that we consider both of that to call them. I'm not sure how that plays out nowadays. Right. We live in a world where we talk to do that. Muhammad had lifted him, Shir Kedah Tavah by Yorick, Mazin Shesudas, Hanechel Bole Pas. So the shear would be the amount you would dip, use it as a dip in your meal. You're not dipping your bread, but you're dipping your vegetables. So now, it means we're measuring against vegetables, so the vegetables is the meal, which also could be valid shutufei mavuos. Doesn't have to be dafka bread, but it means if you make a meal out of vegetables, mazon shesudas, how much dip would you need of this vinegar? It's probably the shiur of bervius. So we say that that's considered the shiur of that is to be malapis mazon shesudas, which means 18 kagargas, which is 18 people's worth, is revius. So you understand why our math allows us to get a lot of people in the 2-gallon jar, you know. Revius is 4 ounces.
Revius is 4 ounces? I thought a revius is basically 1.5 eggs, right?
Okay.
That's 4 ounces?
I'm open to a counter argument.
I'm just visually, it doesn't seem like that would be 4 ounces to me. But okay, what do I know?
I'm not going to wade into the machlokes. There's the share which holds 2.9, share holds 3.3, share holds 4.4, share holds 5.1, share holds 5.7. I'm not getting involved in 4 ounces is a very nice, smooth number, average number. I'm not saying halacha l'maisa exactly how much you should measure it with.
Seems like that would be a chazanish share. Whatever, I don't know.
What, 4 ounces? Chazanish?
For 4 ounces?
Chazanish here is 5.1. Miskarov is 5.75, Chazanish is 5.1, Ramosha holds for the Rices, you hold 4.4, for the Rabbanon, you hold 3.3, Ramachim Noah holds, it's 2.9. There are some more smaller shittas also if you want, but that's the basic shittas. Okay, around 4.
I'm sorry. Okay. Wow, you have these numbers right at your fingertips. Okay, I wish I did.
Okay, so... Okay, so the v'chein yain mevushal maloshen zemasha the shura kedalabas by pashal shtei sudas v'yisherman the day b'kedei shiavi mimenu the kinuach shtei sudas avrei b'poske main serum k. There is a shita which is more makel because you don't really drink necessarily. There is when you're eating bread, you'll have a little bit of this wine. It's not chashav enough to go make a, have drink it by itself, but you'll have it to accompany the meal. And some people have it like at the end of the meal, just a little bit for kinuach. Just to wash it down. But the ma'aser he holds which would be a smaller share, but we don't use that smaller share. Fine. But yain chai is lohavi, which means in, over here chai means it's not cooked. Lohavi lift and then derech lavas boy. He'll be in dafka shir shtiyas shtei sudas to shtei reviyas.
So yain chai you're saying is not mavushal.
Yeah, for this person. Okay. So now the Bir Loch will be here in Basar Chai. So Zev's question of that, you know, it's not edible. I Rashi would be Tvosha Tomal Zed, or Basar Chai La Barachilu, with Tirsu the Ire, but Basar Maluach, Harbe, Achenon Nechel, Machmas Molchai, Vayer Hemelicha, and Israchach, Manasa Roy Lachilu Ksas. So it gets to the point, which means it's so salty that you can't eat it, that you have to like soak it a little bit to be able to eat it afterwards and get the salt out. But that level of saltiness makes the meats soft enough that it's possible to eat it as is without doing anything more to it. The Oiteres Ritbo, the Ein Kavonas Hashas Al Chayim Mamish doesn't mean Mamish Raw. Kim Abosar Shum Avushal Ksas Ein Avushal Kol Tzarich is partially cooked, and he brings a rye from Gemara Sanhedrin. But in Saramara it says that the Boshal and Avushal something which is cooked, not cooked, it's somewhere in between. The more you use a lotion of basar chai.
Does this machol ben drusai?
Does he mean machol ben drusai? Probably. That's called roi lechila.
Or as my mother would say, you know, she likes her meat bleeding and breathing. So it's so rare. It sounds like this is the.
Sounds like she belonged to the listing group. Okay.
Wait a second now. This is my mother you're talking about.
Right. Okay.
Wait a second here.
Fine. So, Mishtatun Mishnei Beyim.
I think my mother has just been insulted here.
Chas v'shalom. Mishtatun Mishnei Beyim. You can use 2 eggs, afilu chayim, even if they're raw. Because sometimes a person that used to eat raw eggs, I don't know, I'm not sure nowadays I would have difficulty with that, unless you're a chassid.
Rocky.
Okay.
You remember the movie Rocky?
No. B'shnei Rimonim, b'chamisha farsikim, b'litra yorek, b'en chai, b'en mevushal. Yorek, it's a liter's worth. It's interesting. The full phrase of the word revius is revius halug. Revius means a quarter of something. You have to give me a something. So it's a quarter of a lug. So Rashi over there says a litra and a lug are synonymous. So which is interesting if you accept my calculation of 4 ounces, that's 16 ounces, which the word liter, which is litra is a libra is a pound. It's also 16 ounces.
Which would be 2.2 pounds. A liter or no, I'm sorry, that's a kiloliter.
The word leader being used, what it's used nowadays, didn't exist in the language of the Rishonim. It's already used in the Gemara. The Gemara says that it was related to the word libra, which is like the weight of a libra. It was a scale. So it was a pound, which is 16 ounces. So I have never studied the history of the why a pint and a pound are both 16 ounces. But I imagine at some point in time there was some type of a standard type of a item which was used to measure, which had a volume of a pint, which weighed a pound.
I'm guessing it was beer.
What?
That's water. Water has a density of 1.
So, but is are I'm not sure the two ounces.
16 fluid ounces of water weigh 16 ounces.
Oh, okay. There you go. See?
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah. But it's different in Britain. Everything's measured differently in Britain.
Right.
But 16 ounces is a pint, and isn't that the standard measure when they serve beer in Britain?
That's very possible. Britain didn't exist at the time of the Gomorrah? I mean,
what do you mean Britain didn't exist? I mean, the British people may not have been there.
Right. They weren't serving beer at that point in time. Okay. But Pulin Lachin Kimlo Hayad. So you have fresh beans, it's a handful, but the buchayar, malayakav. If you have the your wild apples, so it was a kav's worth. It's a nice size.
And how much is a kav in today's measurements?
There are 6 lug in a kav, so that's going to be.
That's like six 16 ounces.
It's a gallon and a half. 16 ounces. No, I'm saying it's 3/4 of a gallon. But it's volume. It's not weight. It's dry volume, really. Okay. Lamachizafilachayim the zimin the sardim hemayirev chak. So we can use bayim even chayim because sometimes people would eat them. B'sherim brayim chamisha farsegim the elder dwarmer gilim lover lekinuach asuda. So they would have them at the end of the meal. B'shir zed dai lekinuach shtei sudas b'necha shivusam. So 2 meals worth would. Have this type of an item at the end of the meal. For kinuach, Gemara Isa Oid, Ma'arvin Basara, Agazim, Esrik Echad, High Time of the Chashibi. So you can have 10 nuts, fine. But to Yorick, Papachas Medel, or Chashibi, less than a litre was not considered Chashiv. Ben Chai, Ayn Leel, B'Sivkot, and Chavav. B'Pul Nach, and Shadarkam, Lechol Chai, and so the fresh beans, they would eat raw. K'mla Yad, Shazesh Shir L'Abbas, B'Yosh Tei Sudas. That was the amount that you would have if you're making a meal of adding the beans to the meal, to Malaf as the pas, that's how much you would add. T'Mkha Yar, L'Fishen Darachol Ochlam, El Yad Hed Chak. They're not very choshab, you only eat them if you're really, really stuck. Har B'Poskim Cholkam, Ozeb Adaitim, V'Dim Chol, T'Buchim, Dinah Hochi, D'Bekav, any type of apple, and the lavdaf gets buchayar. It's a gemara. The gam tamorim ugurgus reshiru kumay akav shemen shir bervius v'dvela shiroi mona mulay akav the botzim yachi loy chashivi. So we need a certain chashivis to it, and that the chazal said this is the chashivis to these. So a kav's worth of apples or of tamorim or ugurgus was considered chash. So shemen is revius. The vela is the pressed figs. So then you're measuring it by weight. It's a mona.
How many figs are a mona? 100? Is that why it's called a mona?
Well, no. A mona is a weight which is more relevant in to metals. We use it to measure it's a certain size amount of a coin, but we're also now using it as a weight to weigh a certain amount of food. Okay. Ches. Mishtatin afilu be'ochel shen roi loy. Imra l'shum odom. Even this person personally cannot eat it. If in general people could eat it, you could use it. For example, k'ren l'nozer b'yayin. So a nozer is joining the shituf, and they're using wine to make the shituf. So he can't drink wine, but since people in general could, or there are people which can, that's a valid oichel. Yisrael b'truma, even though the Yisrael himself cannot eat truma, but since a kohen could eat it, so therefore it's considered, it has a shame, because it's considered an oichel. Emeli, you made a valid eruv. Now, I'm sorry, Irving. What? Well, Mishnah Berurah is going to say that nowadays we're tamei mesim, so then you can't use truma because nobody's allowed to eat it. Even the kahanim can't eat it. Yeah, you would need the kahanim theoretically within range.
Meaning within the mavoi, within range.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be in the mavoi.
That raises an interesting question.
Really?
No. The kohanim can't eat anything that's holy today because we're all tamei. But if we had a base of Mikdash, would they still be obligated to bring the various different korbanot that were supposed to be brought for korbanot tzibur? Even the ones that can be brought to Tumah?
Yeah. That's all they did, but you bring a Tumah. I mean, hopefully when Mashiach comes, we'll take care of the tumah part also. But even if we wouldn't, so that's the lacha. Korban Asira brought the tumah.
So then,
v'chena noyder me'ochel zeh, anishba shol yochlan, a person made a neder or a shvur not to eat this item. So still mishtatev boy, because it's not an Yisra hanoz, it's an Yisra achila. So it's edible. So he personally can't eat it. Now, but if the neder or the shul was, he can't get any benefit at all from it, so then you have a problem with the shita, which is giving him benefit. Okay, so that's a yeshamer, which means that's going to be debatable. But the ramah of him amar kainim hanosay or achilosay alai kuliyama ein mishtatim bo. Okay, if he says Lashon HaKoinim, so then he's giving it the idea of using the word Koinim when a person makes a netter, it was a language of saying Korban, but they didn't want people to say Korban, so they created this slang. The Moriz Mechalek is whether it was a corrupted language, or was a language actually developed by Chazal to use in order to not say that the actual languages of Korban, because in general, when they would talk about Korban, they would say Korban Lashem. You might have to sing Lashem Korban without saying the word Korban, and you're saying Lashem. So we want to stay away from that phrase. Okay. But the Maisa, this phrase means Korban. So now, in people's mind, this functions similar to a Korban. So if you're going to allow them to use this for Erev, and after saying the word Kainim, the guy's going to end up using Hektish for an Erev, and that you can't do.
I'm sorry, I just have a twirt. The vision in my mind of the rabbis acting almost like rappers twisting the language doesn't compute. I'm sorry.
No, I said there's two pshatim in the Gemara. Either it's a slang, it's a language which is a corrupted language. It was actually a language which was used in a certain, in a country.
You said it was like slang.
Or the Chachamim created this language to use it for this purpose. So they're not corrupting it. It was just made up by Chachamim.
So, but you said because they didn't want to use the actual word Korban?
Correct.
Why? What's wrong with using the actual word Korban?
So a person is dedicating something and he says Korban, usually they used to say Korban Lashem. That was the problem. And once you can say Korban Lashem, when you say Korban, most people would say Korban Lashem. That was what used to happen.
Okay.
And then many times somebody walk over and says, Korban, what? Lashem, Korban. Lashem, really, what are you doing? So the guy said the Shem's name without finishing the phrase. So Chachamim said, let's stay away from the whole thing. Use the word Kainim. You don't associate the word Kainim with Lashem. And may Allah be, we won't have this problem, people saying Hashem's name with no purpose.
So no one ever said Konim Lashem?
No. Okay. So we said Mishtatvin over here, you can use even a food which is not right for him. Rubi Chatzeris has to be pass. But everything we said before, all these different foods, malafsim, shurim, whatever it says over here applies to Rubi Tchumen as well. And the same thing over here, you can use an ach which is not right for him. The Sobat Shuma, then he says, well, okay. So why in the world is Chala in Chutz Lortz a valid Eruv? If you're somebody who's a Vare Koyen, so we don't have a problem with his Yichus of Kahuna. So the only problem is Tuma. So Chala Chutz Lortz is a Rabbanan. It's a Zecher for the Chala, which was, there's no Chi of Chala in Chutz Lortz Midaraisim. So when they were Masakin it, they gave it the halachas of Tuma, not fully the same way it's on the Raisa level, which is a general thing Chachamim did sometimes. They wanted to differentiate a little bit, seeing what's the Rabban and what's the Raisa. So they said that even a person is Tomei Meis, as long as he doesn't have a Tuma based on the Tumas which are emissions from the person. So a person had a carry, he went to the mikveh, and now the sun set. So that Tuma is gone. So the only issue which he has is Tumas Mace. He's allowed to eat Chalas Chutz Lortz. So since that's true, therefore, theoretically, Chalas Chutz Lortz is edible to a Koyan, as long as he's met our criteria of being Matar himself from any Tumas which come from the body. Zov or Keri, or Mitzara, theoretically, but you don't have as much as that. But those tumas which would preclude him from eating from Chalas Chutz Lortz, but not tumas of Negiyah, of touching, mace, the veil, etc. Okay. Well, then Misha Noyik Shalalechol Chodesh, Imutal Arav Lishtatevoy. Regards to this, now this really is a fascinating question. We really should not run through this. Let's leave this for tomorrow. We'll pick up that point. Okay.
Tomorrow, same.